Okay, today's daf is Maseches Shavuos Daf Yud Tes. Is that what we're holding? Yeah,
Yes.
Daf Yud Tes. Okay, we left off in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are holding at the two dots right before the lines get wide. Two dots before the lines get wide. Reb Elazar Omer Asheret Vine Elam Mimenu. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak between the Mishnah presents as a three-way machlokas, but it's difficult to understand what the difference between two of the shitos was. If you recall, the Mishnah had said that Reb Elazar says Hasheret Vine Elam Mimenu, that if what the guy forgot about or didn't realize was about the sheretz, he's going to be chayiv the carbon of yored, but he's eino chayiv al hel migdash. If what he didn't realize, what was hidden from him was the migdash, was the fact that he was in the migdash, that you're not going to be chayiv in el yored. So it sounds like the he'elim has to be on the tuma rather than on the migdash. Rabbi Akiva says, but then Rabbi Akiva says what sounds like the same thing, except instead of giving an example of sheretz, he just says in general that you're chayiv on helim tumah, you're not chayiv on helim mikdash. And Rabbi Yishmael says no, vinelam shtei pamim, l'chayiv al helim tumah v'al helim mikdash. You're chayiv either way, whether what was hidden from you was the tumah or what was hidden from you was the mikdash. What you didn't realize was the mikdash. Either way, you're going to be chayiv. But the problem is that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva seem like they say the same thing. So asks the Gemara, my benayhu, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara is going to have two answers, one down here and the other one on the top of about five lines in on Daf Yutas Amud Aleph. So says Gemara, my benayhu, Amar Chizkiya Sheretz Unuvela Ika benayhu. The nafkamina between them is sheretu nevela. Rabbi Eliezer savra bi'inon ad yada I b'sheretz itmi, I b'nevela itmi. Rabbi Eliezer holds you need specific knowledge, specific information, whether you became tameh with a sheretz or whether you became tameh with a nevela. Rabbi Akiva savra lo bi'inon ad yada dekivon di yada di itma bi'olam lo tzarech I b'sheretz itmi, I b'nevela itmi. And Rabbi Akiva would say, no, you don't need to know exactly how you became tameh. As long as you know that you became tameh, you don't need to know how it was, whether it was with the sheretz or whether it was with a nevela. So the specifics of your tumah do not need to be something that you know. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need to even know the specifics of your tumah, not just that you were tameh. V'chein amar Ula sheretz nevela ikabinayu, and Ula also says that the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva's shita is sheretz nevela. Do Ula rami do Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Eliezer umeshani? Because Ula asked a stira between two statements of Rabbi Eliezer, and he answered the stira between the two statements of Rabbi Eliezer. Mi amar Rabbi Eliezer biinon ad yada I b'sheretz itmi I b'nevela itmi. Ula asked the following question: does Rabbi Eliezer really say that you need to know the specifics of how you became tameh, whether it was with the sheretz or whether it was in nevela? Meaning, the premise of Ula's question is that that's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying in our Mishnah. So he asked on that statement of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah that you need to know the specifics, how you became tameh. Is that really so? Does Rabbi Eliezer really hold that? Ura minhi, we have a stira. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, manavshach chelav achal chayiv nosrach chayiv. That this is a Mishnah Maseches Krisus. If you look at Rashi, manavshach Mishnah hi b'krisus chelav v'nosar lefanav. If a person has chelav and nosar in front of him, both of them are aser. Achal echad mehen b'shogeg ve'eino yodea eza mehen. He eats one of them b'shogeg. He doesn't know exactly which one he ate, but whatever he did an iser. He just doesn't know which iser he did. Or b'shabbos yom kippurim. A guy did malach on a day that was kodesh, and by the time he realizes it, he could no longer remember whether it was Shabbos or it was Yom HaKippurim that he did that malacha. But he knows for sure he did the Yisr. Or Ishto Nida va'achoso imo bebayis. His wife, who's a Nida, and his sister are both sleeping in the same house as him. Shagag be'achas man, and he b'shogeg slept with one of them. Ve'in yodea be'ez man, but he doesn't know which one it was. They're both aser, is Ishto Nida and his sister, so he doesn't know which one. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're still chayev chatos even though you don't know specifically what aveira you did. And Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter. So now we're picking up on Rabbi Eliezer explaining his opinion. So our Gemara says that, don't you see, Rabbi Eliezer does not require specific knowledge, because Amar Rabbi Eliezer, in that context, Rabbi Eliezer explains, Manafshach, Chelev Achal Nosra Achal Chayiv, Chelev Achal Chayiv Nosra Achal Chayiv, whether you ate Chelev, whether you ate Nosar, you're going to be Chayiv. Shabbos Chilel Chayiv, Yom Kippurim Chilel Chayiv. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Chayiv. If you're Mechal Yom Kippurim, you're Chayiv. All these Chayiv means a carbon, because we're talking about Peshogeg. Ishto Nida Baal Chayiv, Achosa Baal Chayiv. You slept with your wife and she's in Nida, you're going to be Chayiv. You slept with Achoso, you're going to be Chayiv. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Harei you Omer, O Hodei Lov Chataso Asher Chataba, Ad She Yodei Lechaba Mechata. No, it says that Hodei Lov Chataso Asher Chataba, which we darshan, that you need to know exactly what you sinned with. You can't just have a vague knowledge of sinning. You need to know exactly what your Avera was. Omishani, so Ula answers that stira, meaning the stira in Rabbi Eliezer, that over there Rabbi Eliezer does not require specific knowledge of what you sinned, and over here by the Kavan Olav Yored, he does require specific knowledge of exactly how you became Tameh. So the Ula answered the stira, Hasma Sher Chata Vehevi Amarachmana Chata Kol Shuhu Hacha Michti Ksiv Bekal Devar Tameh Obin Vlas Sheretz Tameh Lamali Shmamina Be'inan Adiyada Ibn Sheretz Itmi Ibn Nevela Itmi. Says simply it's, these are two different parshios. The parsha of Korban Chatos and the parsha of Korban Olav Yored are two different parshios, and they each have their own rules. When it comes to the Korban Chatos, you're right, we have Asher Chata, and the Pasuk says Chata Kolshu, that it sounds like as long as you know that you sinned, it doesn't make a difference exactly how you sinned or whether you know exactly how you sinned. But yet over here, when it comes to the parsha of Olav Yored, it has an extra phrase. It says, "Bekal davar tameh o benivlas sheretz tameh." Isn't nivlas sheretz tameh just an example of kal davar tameh? Why does it have to add in "o benivlas sheretz tameh" if it already said "bekal davar tameh"? So it must be that it's telling you that it's not good enough to know that you were tameh with kal davar tameh. You need to know if it was nivlas tameh, if it was sheretz tameh. You need to know what was it. Was it Nevela? Was it Sheret? You need to know the specifics of how you became Tameh. Rabbi Akiva. So how's Rabbi Akiva going to respond to that? Right? Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, how's he going to respond to that? You know why it mentions Sheretz in the Pasuk by Korban Olav Yored? Since anyway, it has to mention Behema V'chaya for the teaching of Rebbe, for the teaching of Rebbe, so we mention Sheretz as well. L'chid the Rebbe, says Rashi, b'perakama ekra nichaya behema laman emra, that was the drasha on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Where was that drasha? Rebbe says, ekra ni behema, I'm not finding it now. Where is it? Rabbi Omer Ekra Nichaya is about 5 lines from the top in Zayin Amud Aleph. Behema Lama Nemra, Nemra Kan Behema Tmeh, Nemra La Lan Behema Tmeh, Malalan Tumas Kodesh, Afkan Tumas Kodesh. It teaches us the extra phrase of Behema, the extra word Behema, teaches us that it's speaking in the case of Tumas Kodesh, not only in the case of Tumas Migdash, right? So you need that for Rebbe's Drasha. Once you're writing Behema V'chaya, so it says Sheretz also. Ketan Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Parsha Shenemra V'nishnes, and this is part of the rule, you might say, well, come on, this is the Torah. The Torah shouldn't have extra words, just derech agav. You could say that about a Mishnah. Then a Mishnah, agav, that it wrote something else, so it just throws in another word as well. But in the Torah, we say that. So we say, yeah, k'tatam d'beir Rabbi Shmuel, kol parsha sh'nemru v'nishnes, lo nishnes el b'shvil davar shenis chadishba. That we have a concept that any parsha that is stated once and then repeated again is only repeated on account of the new items that are added into the parsha. So you can have a repeat of a parsha, and many of the words are really unnecessary. It's only because of the new details that are added in that are not repeated that the entire parsha is said over. Rabbi Eliezer, hi ba my avadai. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word ba? Prat l'masasek. he says to exclude a case of misasek. What's the case of misasek? So says Rashi, prat l'misasek b'davar heter ubali yado iser. A guy was involved in doing something that's totally mutter, and he accidentally did something aser. V'lo niskaven l'gufa shalzu, and he wasn't even intending on this action. It's different than shogeg. It's even less than shogeg. By shogeg, you were trying to do something, you just didn't realize that what you were trying to do happened to have been aser. Over here, you weren't even trying to do that action. Kigon, Rashi gives an example. Niskavin lachto chesatalosh v'chata chesamachubar. You tried to cut off that which was already detached from the ground, and you accidentally cut off that which was still attached to the ground. Niskavin liishto v'arei achoso ima b'mita v'nishmita ishto uba achoso tachta. Not that you simply got confused who your wife was and who achoso was, but you were trying to sleep with this woman who was lying right next to you. You just didn't realize that it was your sister, not your mother. That would be shogeg. Misasek is your wife is lying next to you. You have kavanah to sleep with your wife, and as you're about to sleep with her, your wife slips out, and your sister slips in underneath her and gets and is in her spot. So that's the case of misasek. Ve'ezu chayiv. What's the case where you're going to be chayiv because it's really a shogeg? Niskavin lachtoch. When you try to cut something, not that you attempted to cut item A, which was talush, and you accidentally cut item B, which was mechubar. No, you tried to cut item A, and you did cut item A. You just thought the item that you were cutting was talush, and it turns out that it was mechubar lekarka. Oh, kasavra yom chol. You tried to turn on the light, you meant to turn on the light, you just didn't realize it was Shabbos. You thought it was a weekday. Or you thought turning on the light was mutter. But you did exactly what you wanted to do. That's shogeg. When we call makam lezu niskavin, you tried to do this action. V'chein ba'al achosov niskavin l'guvzeh kasavri ishto. You sleep with your sister, but you intended to sleep with this body that's next to you. You just thought it was your wife and it turned out to be your sister. That would be shogeg. But misasek would not be chayiv in the karban. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer will do with the word ba to exclude a case of misasek. Now if you look at Tosfos says, v'perk safek achal masik misasek demai. In Mesechus Krisus, the Gemara says, wait a second, what kind of misasek? Idech halav rayos chayiv shekeinene. If we're talking about misasek in eating chaylev, or in doing arayos, in violating sins of arayos, so you're chayiv shekeinene, because the chiyuv on those things is for the hana'a, so it doesn't make a difference what level of kavanah you had. Even misasek, you're going to be chayiv, because at the end of the day, you got hana'a from a bias iser. Ela misasek the Shabbos kiddush mul. So it must be that the misasek that you're going to be pater from is misasek on Shabbos, because there's a requirement on Shabbos for meleches machsheves, some level of purposeful work, and you don't have that when you did the melecha b'derech misasek. Right? The classic example they always give of misasek: you reach up to pull something off a shelf, and your sleeve catches the light switch. You aren't even intending to flip the light switch. It's not that you were flipping the light switch, not realizing that it's Shabbos, not realizing that it's also to flip the light switch. You weren't even thinking about flipping the light switch. You were just trying to reach something. That's misasek, and on Shabbos misasek is going to be helpful. Now, says Tosfos, but wait a second. That's how the Gemara concludes. Chalav min arayos is no such heter of misasek. Or bekuntros lo dak to hisker nami misasek da arayos. Rashi happens to mention, as an example of misasek, that you try to sleep with the person that's next to you, and it was your wife, but then your sister comes in right at the last minute. So that is a case of misasek. Well, is that really true? I thought it's by arayos. There's no such din of misasek. So Tosfos says, yeah, kuntros lo dak. Rashi wasn't being so precise when he gave his pshat. Umiyu tema da mai itzrich ba prat lemisasek the Shabbos. Why do we assume that you need a special miyud in the pasuk to exclude misasek on Shabbos and say that you're not chayev a karban for misasek on Shabbos? Typically, mitaim de Shmuel, damar hasam de pater, mitaim de bina melechas machsheves. Why don't we just say that by Shabbos the pasuk says melechas machsheves? That should exclude misasek. Why do you need ba to say prat le misasek? Vamilsa de Shmuel gufei kasha. Di taima de nana iker. And also, what's the default position? By most Yisurim in the Torah, what would we normally assume about Misasek? Because think about what Shmuel says. When it comes to Chalav Varayos, you're going to be Chayva Misasek. You know why? Because Shekein Nehene. When it comes to Shabbos, you're going to be Pater from Misasek. Why? Ba Prat the Misasek, a special Pasuk. And what if you didn't have the Svar of Shekein Nehene, and you didn't have a special Pasuk to tell me Prat the Misasek? Then what would you hold? Why do you need drushes in both directions? Take one position, Misasek should be X, either Chayev or Pater, and then use a drusha whenever you're going to break that rule. Why do you need a drusha to go in both directions? A drusha to tell me you're Chayev by Chalav Marayos, and a drusha to tell me you're Pater by Shabbos. The e-time of Dinana Iker L'Chayev by Chalav Marayos, Lama Lili Miftarei by Shabbos, Misho Melech Machshaves. If Nehene was the primary drusha to be Mechayev by Chalav Marayos, so then the default position must be that you're putter, so why do you need a svar of Melech Smach Sheves? Tell me you're putter from Shabbos, you should be putter anyway. V'time of the Melech Smach Sheves Iker, Lamanim Melechai V'chav Marayos, Mishum Denene. And if the idea of Melech Smach Sheves was the primary drasha, so then the default position must be that normally you're Chayev from the Sasek. So why do you need the idea of Shekein Nene by Chalav Marayos? Very fundamental question in the drasha. Says Tosus V'nir Dika Trey Gavni Misasek. More fundamental answer. He says there are two kinds of Misasek. Kigon, niskavin lachtoch mechuber ze, v'chatoch mechuber acher. You intended to do an iser, just not this iser. You wanted to cut item A, which was aser, because it's mechuber lakarka, and you ended up cutting item B, which is also aser and mechuber lakarka. De mifter mitam shalo nasis machshavaso, v'lo shayich lemifter mishum misasek. That would not fit into the general p'tur of kol ha'toru kula misasek. Right, of the heter of kol ha'toru kula, because you tried to do an iser, but lo nasis machshavaso, what you intended to do exactly did not really come to fruition. It wasn't the maisa that you wanted to do. Va'od misasek acher, and then there's another kind of misasek, kigon eskavin lachtoch hasatol shulag biasatol shulamarked islay ulmarked islay v'nimso mechubar de nasis machshavaso umifter mishum ba prat lemisasek. And then, but the case where you intended to do something that was totally mutter, and instead of ending up with a heter, you did something that's aser. That we have a special drasha from pasuk ba prat lemisasek, right? But to tell me that you're pater if it's misasek ubitarvayu iri Shmuel, and Shmuel speaking about both kinds of misasek, and that's why mshumhachi kam bekrisus el misasek the Shabbos kide Shmuel the iri nami Shmuel bemisasek the mifter mishum ba the Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel was talking about the kind of misasek that we need the word ba to tell me you're excluded that it's pater el shlochasha shlofarish el atam de melechus machshaves lo iri bar Rabbi Eliezer. And the only thing is, he only bothers to verbalize the reason of melechus machshaves because Rabbi Eliezer didn't mention that heter melechus machshaves. Why didn't he? Because they're talking about two different kinds of misasek. Ubechelev nami ika tregavni misasek. Now, if there are two kinds of misasek by Shabbos, there are two kinds of misasek by chelev as well. Kigon, niskavin lechol chelev zev, achol chelev acher. One is you wanted to eat bowl A of chelev, and you ate bowl B of chelev. The chayev below time of denene. That's where you need the reason to say nene, to say that you're chayev, because in that kind of misasek, you would say the default position would be to be chayiv, that should have a din of shogeg. That would be the default position by that kind of misasek, when you intended to do iser A and you did iser B, or iser the same iser but on one item and you did it on a different item. Because you're not going to say melachas machshavas, that's a special din in Shabbos. Va'od misasek acher, and then the other kind of misasek, you thought something was saliva, let's say, and you swallowed it, the chayotzi bo miftar le'inyan Shabbos, and turns out that it was chelev or whatever. And the chayotzi bo miftar le'inyan Shabbos, and that kind of misasik, your pater when it comes to Shabbos, means dechsiv ba, because you have a drasha of ba. V'hacha less on the mute mishum denene. But over here, we're not going to say mishum nene. V'taim denene mishum lechts machshavas lo kayakulu. So the nehene svara doesn't go on all kinds of misasik, and the melechas machshavas svara doesn't go on all kinds of misasek, right? There is a default position for misasek. Nene, melech, machsheves are in the kinds of misasek that aren't covered by the default position. Umasha, pirish, akuntras, kan, misasek, hainu, niskavin, achtach, zatolish, vachatach, zamachubar, veizu, chayiv, niskavin, achtach, zev, vachatach, zev, vachasavar, shutolish, vanimsu, machubar, einir, ilfarish, alnir, kadapricious. So he says, once you say, my pshat, if you go through Rashi's examples of what misasek are and what the cases are that you're chayiv, you're going to see it's not really going to work out so well. Okay, so he thinks that Rashi is not exactly precise. You have to use Tosas as examples. Fine. Now, going back, we're in the Gemara's sixth line from the top in Yud Tesamad Aleph. We started off today by asking that it seems that the Mishnah has two redundant shitos. You have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. You have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that says that you need to know exactly how the Yediyas HaTumah, He'elim Tumah is what's going to be mechayev you, not He'elim Mikdash, and you have Rabbi Akiva that says the same thing. He'elim Tumah is going to be mechayev you in the Karbon Olah V'Yareh, not He'elim Mikdash. So we said, what's the difference between the two of them? Answer number one was Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah said the difference between the two of them is, do you need to know specifically how you became Tameh? Whether it was through Sheretz or through Nevela. Now we're going to have answer number two. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mashma's Darshanika Benayhu. There's no nafkamina between them. They're just arguing exactly how to darshan the Pesukim, where to get this halacha out of the Pasuk. V'cheinam Rav Sheshes, Mashma's Darshanika Benayhu. Rav Sheshes also understands that they're just arguing about Mashma's Darshan. Rav Sheshes machlif to Rabbi Eliezer, to Rabbi Akiva, ud Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Sheshes, when he would say over this machlokes, would flip the shitos. He would flip around Rabbi Eliezer with Rabbi Akiva's shita, Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Why did he do that? Says Rashi, k'shayishon Mishnasenu pa'am imachlif to Vrezel de Vrezeh, v'lo hayamakbid, lefi she'ein b'neim chiyuv uptur. Because there's no nafkamina halacha lemaisa between them. So since it doesn't make a difference anyway, it's just academic, it doesn't make a difference halacha lemaisa, so it's not so important to identify who says what. And therefore he didn't identify who says what. Says the Mitzvah Eisan in the back of the Gemara, Hikshali Chacham Echad, Hahamagin Avram Simn Kufnun Vav Kasav. A Chacham Echad asked him, says the Mitzvah Eisan, that it says in Magin Avram Simn Kufnun Vav, the over belav hamachlif divrei Rabbi Eliezer the divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that if someone switches around the shitos of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, someone switches around the shitos of Tanaim when they say over a Mishnah, is in violation of a lav. So how is it okay in our Gemara for who was it, Rav Sheshes, to be machlif the two shitos? Veishafti lo, says the Mitzvah Eisan, and I responded to Divrei Magen Avram, no v'mea sifri parsha shoftim. The Magen Avram didn't make up this halacha. He's quoting it from a medrash in parsha shoftim. V'sham isa b'zeh lashon. You have to look inside the medrash. You'll see why it's totally not nogeya. Over there, the medrash says she'omer al tahar tameh. That if you switch around the sheets for Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Sha'omer al Tahar Tameh, that Rabbi Eliezer really said Tahar, and you say he says Tameh. Rabbi Yeshua really said Tameh, and you say he says Tahar. That's bad. That's over Belav. L'charis fas yeser hu. Why does it have to mention that you say that he said Tahar when he really said Tameh, or vice versa? Obviously, if you're switching around the sheetos, you're switching around whatever it is that they said. Why does the Medrash have to give that example? So it says Mitzvah Eisan, no, but that's the Pshat. Hakavana did dafka kishyesh nafkamina ledina. Mashenkin, k'sheinu el mashmos darshin. That when do you have to be precise about who said what? Only when it's al tahar tameh, only when there's nafkamina ledina between the two shitos. But if there's no nafkamina ledina between the two shitos, so the idea of omer davar b'shem amro is not as critical. So it's not as important to say it in the name of he who said it. As long as you get the basic idea down that both of these people spoke about this issue, both of these tanaim spoke about this issue, and they both came to the same conclusion. Mahu. What if you have Helam on the Tumah and the Mikdash? Meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar and according to Rabbi Akiva, that say that you're Pater when there's Helam Mikdash and you're Chayiv when there's Helam Tumah. So, which is the primary rule? Is the rule that whenever there's Helam Tumah, you're going to be Chayiv, and I don't care whether there's Helam anything else. As long as there's Helam Tuma, you're going to be Chayiv. Or is the rule that whenever there's Helam Mikdash, you're going to be Pater? That's the real rule, and it doesn't make a difference whether there's also Helam Tuma. As long as there's Helam Mikdash, you're going to be Pater. So Helam Zeb v'Zebiyadom Mahu Amar Lei Hare Helam Tuma Biyadov Chayiv. He says, what do you mean Mahu? If there's Helam Tuma, you're going to be Chayiv. Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva say that if there's Helam Tuma, you're going to be Chayiv. What's the Svar to say otherwise? So he says, Adraba, Hare Helam Mikdash Biyado Upater. What do you mean, what's Svar to say otherwise? There's Helam Mikdash. And if there's Helam Mikdash, isn't Helam Mikdash going to make you Pater? So you see that the point is that the Machlokas is, what's the Yisod? Is the Yisod that you're Chayiv whenever there's Helam Tuma, or is the Yisod that you're Pater whenever there's Helam Mikdash? If you look at Tosfos, Hare Helam Tuma Biyado V'Chayiv, the Gemara wants to right away say that if there's Helam Tuma, automatically you're Chayiv. Tema. Dahacha ule kaman v'perek shlishi gabe helm shvur v'helm chayfetz pashet Rav Nachman lechiyuva. Over here, Rav Nachman says, of course you're going to be chayiv, right? That's Rav Nachman's statement, because Rava asked the question to Rav Nachman. So the initial response is Rav Nachman's ubeperek lal gadol gabe helm shabbos v'helm malacha pashet liftar. When it comes to helm shabbos and helm malacha, Rav Nachman says you're pater. So how could Rav Nachman say over here you're chayiv and over there that you're pater? Yeshlomer delo dami. So you have to say that the two sugyas are not at all comparable to each other. The hacha svaruhu de lechayiv, kiven dikanami helam tuma. Over here, it's logical to say that you're chayiv the carbon of yored whenever there's helam tuma. That the mechayiv is the helam. The mechayiv is not the idea. The mechayiv is the helam. So it makes sense to say that whenever there's helam tuma, you're going to be chayiv. Aval hasam ein svar lechayiv al kol achas va'achas. De kiven de b'shigga shabbos v'zadon malachos lo mechayiv elachada. Hashanami deshagag b'malacha harish kanami shigga shabbos. Meaning, if you forget that it's Shabbos, and then you purposely drive your car, and you purposely turn on the light, and you purposely plow your field, you purposely do a whole bunch of different things, all because you forgot it's Shabbos. So it's one helem of Shabbos, you're only going to be chayiv one carbon, right? So is it logical to assume that if you not only forgot it was Shabbos, but also forgot that driving the car is also on Shabbos, and plowing the field is also on Shabbos, and did several activities, that then you're going to be chayiv multiple times? Doesn't make sense. No, clearly the key with Shabbos is that if it's one helem that caused you to do all those malachos, or that you would have done all those malachos with a single helem anyway, so then you're going to be only chayiv one karban. So each sugya, you can't compare the halachos of Olav Yorei by Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav to the halachos of Shabbos. By the halachos of Shabbos, it's more mistaver that it should all be tameh, it should all be taloi on the helem of Shabbos, and regardless of whether there was Helem Malachos as well, whether there was Shogig on the Malachos as well. Over here, it's more mistavered to say, Helem Tuma, you're automatically going to be Chayiv. Good. So, but then the Gemara responded, no, if there's Helem Mikdash, that itself should make you Potter. Now, Tosfos points out, it should make you Potter for a carbon olav yored. Carbon Chatos, you should still be Chayiv. Right? Regular Chatos Kavua, you should still be Chayiv. So that's when our Mishnah says you're not chayiv, it means you're not chayiv all of Yorid, but you are going to be chayiv for Chatas Kavua. Fine. Frek the Paras Yosef, if that's the case, then when the Mishnah is Mechalik and it says, Ein Chayavin ala Seva alo Sasei Shabbat Mikdash, Ve'ein Chayavim Asham Taloi, Aval Chayavin ala Seva alo Sasei Shabbat Nida, why does he have to bring in a Nida? It could have been Mechalik in Mikdash itself, that you're Chayavin ala Seva alo Sasei Behele Mikdash, that you're going to be Chayiv. So why does it have to bring in Nida? Okay, so that's Paras Yosef's Kash. We'll leave that aside for now. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, okay, if you have Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash, we have to analyze it in the following way. Chazinan, we have to take a look. Imi Tuma Kaparish, Hare Helam Tuma Biyadav Chayev. What made him stop doing the Yisir? If it's the knowledge that he became Tamei that triggered in his mind that there's a problem over here and that he better get out of the Beis HaMikdash, so then you see that it's Helam Tuma and therefore he's going to be Chayev. Imi Mikdash Kaparish, if it's the discovery that the building that he's in, again, he forgot both. He didn't realize that he was Tamei, nor did he realize that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. Which discovery triggered his memory and made him leave? Imi Mikdash Kaparish, if it was because of the Beis HaMikdash that he realized he was in the Beis HaMikdash and that's why he left, Harei Helam Mikdash Biyado Upater. So it must be that it has a din of Helam Mikdash, that we treat this as a case of Helam Mikdash, that he didn't realize he was in the Mikdash, and Meili is going to be Pater. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina says back to Ravashi, Klum Parish Mimikdash Helam Misham Tuma? What do you mean? He realized that he was in the Mikdash and therefore he left? He wouldn't leave the Beis HaMikdash just because he realizes he's there, unless he also knew that he was Tamei. You need both factors to realize that there's a problem. There's nothing wrong with being in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's nothing wrong with being Tamei. There's something wrong with being Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. There's only a problem if you realize both. So what? We're saying, if what made him leave is the realization that he's in the Mikdash, what do you mean, realization that he's in the Mikdash? That's not what would ever make you leave, unless you also have the realization that you're Tamei. Klum parish mituma, elim shem Mikdash. Is a guy ever going to be concerned about the fact that he's Tamei, unless he also discovers that he's in the Beis HaMikdash? Eloloshna. So it has to be that it makes no difference whether there's helim of both or not helim of both. So what does that mean? Eloloshna and what? And chayev upater. So Rashi says, Eloloshna upater, Rashi says. So it must be that it doesn't matter either way you're going to be pater. As long as you have helim mikdash, you're going to be pater. Tan Rabbanan. Shnei shvilin echad tamei ve'echad tahar. If you have two paths, one of them is tamei. Actually, before we get to the shnei shvilin case, take a look at Tosos. Amar Ravashi chazina ni mituma kaparish. Frak Tosos tema minaya dinan imishum da amalei tamei ata upirish dilmi yavu amalei nami mikdashu haya pirish. How do we know? What was the Gemara's even have a mina even? How do we know what made him leave? What? Because I told him he's in the mikdash and then he left. Maybe if I would have told him he's Tamei, he would have left also. I don't know what would have caused him to leave. We're trying to get into his mindset and say, what's the primary Helim over here? And say, well, look at what caused him to leave. Well, what caused him to leave is just what I told him. So maybe if I would have told him the other thing, that doesn't reflect what his mindset was before I spoke to him. If I told him Mikdash, that it's the Mikdash, and he didn't leave, maybe if I would have told him he's Tamei, he wouldn't have left either. It's only because I ended up telling him both. I told him Mikdash, he didn't leave, then I said, oh yeah, but by the way, you're Tamei also. And then he realized, oh my gosh, I'm in the Mikdash and I'm Tamei? And that's what made him leave. So it's not one or the other. He says, what's the Havamina? V'nirad Ravashi lo ba lifshot habaya. So he says, unbelievable, different pshat in the Gemara. Ravashi is not trying to answer the halachic issue the Gemara raised. The Gemara wanted to know, according to Rekivin Rabbi Lezer, if it's Helm Zev Zev Biyado, what's the din? Ravashi's not telling you the din! What Ravashi's trying to do is Elabal of Farish. He's coming to explain. Shepa'amim Yesh Lavarir is a which one is more forgotten by him. Sometimes you're able to figure it out. Like you ask him, you could ask him, what triggered your memory? There was a trigger that caused you to remember everything, right? Either you realized that you were in the Mikdash, and then once you realized you were in the Mikdash, you said, oh my gosh, I'm in the Mikdash, and you started to think about the Tumah, and that's why you realized you were Tamei. Or maybe it was the realization of the Tumah that triggered the realization of the Mikdash. And that's what we do. We try to figure out if there's a way to ask him and find out what the trigger was. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. That's what we're going to look for. Im kein have helm tuma biyado vim lahabich have helm mikdash biyado vim shneim shruchim shava v'havada mi ba'ilan. But Ravashi's not trying to answer because he acknowledges that there could be a case where they're both equally forgotten and he just suddenly comes to the realization at the same time about both of them. That's very possible. That could easily happen. So Ravashi's not answering that shaila. So anyway, the Gemara's real answer is loshna, that you're going to be pater. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Shnei shvilin, echad tamei ve'echad tahar. If you have two paths, on one of the paths there's tuma, on the other path there's no tuma, it's tahar. V'halach barishon v'lo nichnas. You don't know which path is which. You went through one of the paths. So right now you're safek, maybe you're tamei, maybe you're not tamei. After going through one of the paths, you did not enter the Beis HaMikdash, you stayed at home. B'sheni, then you go into the second path. V'nichnas, and then you go in the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv. So you're going to be chayiv a carbon olav yared because you realized that you were definitely tamei. If you went into the Beis HaMikdash after having forgotten that you walked through those two paths, so that's yediyah b'tchila, right? Helim ba'emtza. So that you're going to be chayiv. You have yediyah b'tchila b'sof. So you're going. That's a classic case of carbon olav yared. That's because you know for sure that you're tamei. Now it happens to be this whole case, Tosfos points out, of Halach Barisha V'Nichnas, that if we're talking about in a Rishus HaYachid, then even if you only went through one of the paths, you'd be Chayiv, because Savik Tum Rishus HaYachid is Tamei. So we have to be talking about where it's in Rishus HaRabim, where we're trying to say that it's not a Safek, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv. You know that you became Tamei, because you just don't know exactly when you became Tamei, that you went through path one and path two, and were never Matar yourself in between. So that's where you know you're going to be Tamei. If it was a Safek Tum Rishus HaRabim, so it would be Tar. Safek Tum Rishus Yachid would be Tamei. Anyway, it goes on. Halach Barishon, if you went through the first path, v'nichnas, and then you go into the Beis HaMikdash. He's a Vashin of a Tavel, and then you went and you did the purification process, so you became Tar just in case the first path was the one that was Tamei. V'achaka Halach B'sheni v'nichnas, and then you went in the second path, and again went into the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv. Again, you're going to be Chayiv, because you definitely went into the Mikdash when you were Tamei, either right after walking through the first path, or when you went in right after walking through the second path. But you can't pinpoint which BS Mikdash was the problematic one. You don't know if it's when you went to the Mikdash on Monday, last Monday, that you're going to be Chayiv for, or going into the Beis HaMikdash this Monday that you're going to be Chayiv for. Rabbi Shimon Poter. And Rabbi Shimon says, because you can't pinpoint it, since in neither of the BS Mikdash can you identify that you were for sure Tameh, so therefore you're going to be Poter. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Poter b'chula mishum Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon Yehuda says, no, you Poter on everything, even the first case we gave, where you had two paths, one of them was Tamei, one of them was Tahar. You walked through both of them, you ran up one, down the other one, and straight into the Beis HaMikdash. Even then you're going to be Poter, which is unbelievable. We're going to need to explain why in the world should you be Poter then. You knew for sure you were Tamei. So says Gemara, b'chula v'afilu b'kamaisa, you're going to say that you're Poter, even in the first case that we gave, where you go up both paths. Mimanavshach Tamehu. Mimanavshach, the guy is Tamei. You know that you became Tamei either from path one or path two. So Amarava Hachamayaskinan Kon Shahalach Barishon. The case is you went in the first path, Ubishah Shahalach Bisheni, Shachach Shahalach Barishon. And when you went in the second path, you forgot that you had gone in the first path. That's called Miktsas Yediyah, and in case of Miktsas Yediyah, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not going to be Chayiv. And this is what they're really arguing about. Tanakama Savar Amrinan Miktsas Yediyah Kikol Yediyah. Tanakama says Miktsas Yediyah has a din of Kol Yediyah. It has a din of full knowledge. Rabbi Shimon Savar Lo Amrinan Miktsas Yediyah Kikol Yediyah. And Rabbi Shimon will say, no, there's no such idea that we say Miktsas Yediyah Kikol Yediyah. If you look at Rashi, Tanakama Savar, Tanakama Libid Rabbi Shimon Shapoter, Behiza Vishana, Ve'eno Poter Barishona, Tanakama, who held that Rabbi Shimon would say that in the first case, you're going to be chayiv. Savar kivan de tumas vadehu. Since you know for sure that you're tamei, afgav the iu lo yadala lekulu de tavle yedias vadei el yedias safek. Even though you don't know everything exactly the details, adifa he mehanach yedios safek de he's a vishana. It's better than a case of a safek where he's a vishana where he became tar in the middle. The hasam yadale lekula milsa vafilu hachi safeku. The difference is that in the second case of the Braisa, you knew all the details, and you still aren't sure. You knew exactly what you did, and you still aren't sure. Aval Hach over here, the only reason you're Mesubak is because you don't even know what you did. Forget about not knowing where the Tumah is. You don't even know what you did. Aval Hach Yavi Yadlo the Kula Milsa, had you known what you did, had you known all the details of what, just your own actions, Havli Yediya Vadais, then you would have had a Yediya Vadais. Hilka Klav Yediya Safeki, Ela Miksas Yediya Vadais, U Miksas Yediya Kikol Yediya. So he says, that's not going to be called a Yediya Safek, that's going to be called partial definitive knowledge, rather than Safek knowledge. And partial definitive knowledge has a din of Yediyas Vaday according to the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon also is saying Rabbi Shimon, it's no, partial Yediyah Vadayis is another way of saying Safik. That's Yediyah Safik as well. Halach Rishon v'nichnas, he's a Vashan v'tavel v'chazav halach b'sheni v'nichnas, Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Tanakhama is going to say Chayiv, but Rabbi Shimon would say Poter. V'amai Chayiv, Safik Yediyahu. Why are you Chayiv though? After all, isn't it a Safik Yediyah? Why should you be Chayiv in that case where you were mitire yourself in between? Sam Rabbi Yochanan, kan asu Safik Yediyah ki Yediyah. In this situation, they treat Safik Yediyah like real Yediyah. Reish Lakish Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yishmael, he damar lo b'inu nidiyah b'tchila. Reish Lakish would say, no, the Tanakhama just must be assuming like Rabbi Yishmael that you don't need yidiyah. That the reason that Rabbi Yishmael, if you recall, holds that you don't need yidiyah b'tchila. That was the shittas Rabbi Yishmael in order to be chayv v'karbon el v'yari. It's not necessary to have any yidiyah b'tchila. So in order to explain this sheet of the Tanakhama, where you went through path A, you went into the base of Mikdash, then you were mitar yourself, and you went through path B and went into the base of Mikdash, why in the world would you be chayv? Isn't that a classic case of Safek? So why in the world would you be chayv? There's no yediyah betchila. So important to realize, to remember what we're saying right now, because the rest of the Amud is about this. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, enochinami, you didn't have full yediyah, but with Safek yediyah, we treat like you had yediyah. So that's good enough. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's not good enough. It doesn't count as real yediyah. That shita must be assuming, like the shita that holds, that you don't even need yediyah. Right? That's the only way to make it work. The fact that Reish Lakish says that, obviously Reish Lakish holds Safek Yediyah is not like real Yediyah. The fact that he has to push you into the corner and say, oh, it must be going like the sheet that holds, you don't need Yediyah at all. Says the Gemara, now that we know what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say about this case of Safek Yediyah, V'ramid Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, V'ramid Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish, we should ask a stira within Rabbi Yochanan and a stira within Reish Lakish to Tanya, because we have the following brisa. A person eats a piece of meat that he's not sure if it's chaylev or if it's shuman. He's not sure if it's forbidden fats or permitted fats. Vinoda, and then he finds out that he had eaten that piece, but we don't know what it is. Safek chaylev vinoda, and then he eats another safek chaylev and he finds out. Rebbe Yomer, k'shem shemevi chatas al kalecha v'echad. Just like if we later found out that it was definitely chaylev, you'd bring a chatas for each item that you ate. If we later found out that it was definitely chaylev, because in between you discovered that you had eaten it, v'achkach maybe I'm sorry, maybe chatas al kol echad ve'echad, kach maybe asham tali al kol echad ve'echad. So too, since you ate a safek chaylev, you're going to bring, and you realized in between that you had eaten the safek chaylev, you're going to bring an asham tali for each of the items that you ate. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Amru, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Einu maybe al asham tali echad. But they say in the name of Rabbi Shimon, no, you only bring one asham tali. Shenemar al shigaso asher shagag hator ripsa shkagos harbe v'asham tali echad. You could do many maisim b'shogeg and still be only chayiv one carbon asham talui. Now the Amorayim start analyzing and keep in mind the names. Va'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kan Shana Rebbe Yedios Svekos Mischalkos L'Chataos. Over here, Rebbe says, Yedios Svekos are divided up into different Chataos, meaning the Suffolk Yediyah counts as a real Yediyah. Knowing that you had eaten it, not realizing exactly what you had eaten, counts as a real Yediyah. Rebbe Yochanan Amar K'shem Sheyedios Vaday Bialma Mischalkos L'Chataos, Kach Yedios Suffolk and Mischalkos L'Hashamos. But it's only for Chataos, Reish Lakish says, and Rebbe Yochanan says, no. Even just like Yedios Vaday are split up into two different chataos, could be mechayiv you multiple chataos, kach yediyos safek are mischalkos la'ashamos. So says the Gemara, bishlam ad Rabbi Yochanan, ad Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha, it's not a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, kan asu, v'lo b'kol ha-Torah kula asu. The idea that Rabbi Yochanan says that they make a safek yediyah ki yediyah may be specifically in the world of Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, but it's not going to apply in kol ha-Torah kula. So he's not going to make a safek yediyah ki yediyah everywhere else. Hachu delok siva yediyah behedya mivenelam hu dekaasi v'lo b'kol ha-Torah kula asu deksiv ohodai lav yediyah mal yisabi'inan. By Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, it never mentions explicitly in the Torah that you need yediyah b'tchila. It's only from v'ne'elam that we derive that you must need a yediyah b'tchila, because you can't forget what you never knew. So it's only from that word that we derive that you need a yediyah. So we're more liberal in how we're going to define what yediyah is. And we'll say yediyah may be even suffic yediyah. But in kol ha-Torah kula, you're going to need vada yediyah. But El Reish Lakish, Ademukumek Rabbi Shmuel, Nukmak Rabbi. But according to Reish Lakish, why would Reish Lakish say that it's got to be going like Rabbi Yishmael? And because Rabbi Yishmael doesn't require any yediyah, say that we're going like Rabbi, that you do require yediyah, but this constitutes yediyah. This is good enough. Suffolk yediyah is good enough. So how come Ashmalan? To Rabbi Yishmael, lo bay yediyah b'tchila. No, ein chinami, Reish Lakish could have said that. But what Reish Lakish is trying to tell me is Rabbi Yishmael's shita. He's trying to just teach me, Rabbi Yishmael's shita, that you don't need yediyah b'tchila. Frankly, Gemara Pshita, de lo bayim, de lo miyashu, de krai, v'nalim, de mechayiv al helim mikdash. Of course, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need Yediyah Betchila. Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah used both vinet lamps to teach me that whether it's Helim Tuma or whether it's Helim Mikdash, either way you're going to be Chayiv. So he doesn't have an extra vinet lamp to tell me that you must have had a Yediyah Betchila. So just the absence of a drasha to say that you need a Yediyah Betchila is itself a source that you don't need a Yediyah Betchila. So what's the Chiddush to tell me if that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds? Of Megamari Islay. I might have thought that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't derive it from Psukim, but he still has some sort of tradition, maybe Allah Moshe Misinai, that you need a Yediyah Betchila, Chamash Mula, and that's why Reish Lakish comes to tell me that no, Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is that you don't need a Yediyah Betchila. Hajj and Lachidiyah Stumab, Hashem, we're going to start real Shavuos tomorrow.